Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
I want to know why you charged my credit card $56.95.
Okay, sir, if you will please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account.
32593.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Ken Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N.
Okay, sir, so I was able to locate an account with your name on it. And we have a address on here for Crestview, Florida. Could you verify that email address? I mean, that mailing address for me for security purposes?
120 Oak Crest.
Okay. Yes. And it says here that on February 23rd, you ordered a tactical bag. You paid shipping and handling costs of $7.95. And also it says here that you were charged on February 26th, $56.95. Give me 1 second, sir. Let me pull up this terms and conditions that comes up with your account and see why you were charged at $56. Give me 1 second. Okay, sir, it looks like here, according to those terms and conditions where you did that survey to order that bag, it says here that you have 48 hours to cancel this account, and if it wasn't canceled, you would be enrolled into an online gadget store. And with that membership purchase, it says here that their customers receive a $125 gift card each month they are enrolled. And they also email their customers regarding that charge on that account, sir.
Nope, I don't have an email. There was nothing that said 48 hours.
Did you read their terms and conditions? Because that's where I just got that from.
Yeah. You're going to need to refund that $56.95. I'll eat the $7.95 for the deceptive tactical bag that was sent. But you're going to have to refund that $56.95 and cancel any kind of subscription.
Well, I can cancel that membership, sir, but these terms and conditions, the same terms and conditions
I don't think you understood. You're going to have to refund that $56.95 or I'm going to send somebody bigger after you.
Okay, sir, so I understood you the first time.
I get that. Well, then you're going to have to do your deal and refund that $56.95. Because I don't have an email from anybody saying those terms and conditions.
Okay, sir. I didn't say they send you email with those terms and conditions on it. I said they send you email with the information that you have with the $125 gift card.
No, I don't need a $125 gift card.
Okay, sir, but and you may not need it, but you do have one. And it was whenever you got charged at $56.95.
What I agreed to was the shipping and handling on the $7.95.
Okay, sir, so I can get this account canceled for you, but Looks like here, in order for me to refund you, I'll have to discount you, and that will be starting off at 35%, sir.
35% of what?
The $56.95.
No. You. It was real easy for you to charge the $56.95. You can back out $56.95 without a 35% restocking fee.
Okay, sir, I understand you didn't want the 35% discount. I can bump that up to a 50% discount, sir.
Like I said, if you can discount it 50%, you can refund the $56.95.
Okay, sir. I can get you a 75% discount.
We'll say this one more time. I appreciate your
staying with it. Be, but yes
you
or no?
Can't give me, yes can give me a 75% yes no, discount. You give me 100% discount.
So no, sir. Okay.
And that's your final answer is no?
I was trying to see, was that your answer, sir?
75% discount on the $56.95. So what? How much are you going to refund?
So I'm trying to see, are you agreeing to the 75 or not, sir?
Tell me what that refund amount is going to be at 75%.
That'll be $42.71, sir.
$42.71 credited back to my card?
Yes, sir.
All right. You go ahead and do that.
Okay, sir, I got this account canceled. The refund ship issued out to you. Would you like the cancellation number?
That'd be great.
The number is C, as in cat, 259-099-676.
All right, I got that. I appreciate it. Hey, and I know you're just doing your job, so no hard feelings.
Yes, sir. I totally understand. And if that was all, I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, sir.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.